Zoktel gemishna vayte mesecht es chulin perigud beis mishna dalad hanoytel aim al habanim. So before we even touch the words, let's remember what the pasuk says. The pasuk says ki yakare kan siper lefanecha baderech bechal eitz ayala aretz afroichem oybeitzim. We happen to bump into a nest, and there are little birds and eggs inside the nest. The aim revet says al hu afroichem, and the mother is roosting over the little birds, the alabayim, around the eggs. So first of all, you can't take the mother. Can't take a mother when it's on its children. And there's also a mitzvah saseh to send away the mother before you take the little ones. Now, let's see weiter our Mishnah. This is someone who was oiver, the iser, and he took the mother from the nest. Hanoytel aim, if a person takes the mother bird, al habonim, while she's still sitting on the eggs or on the baby birds in her nest. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loike he gets Malkus, but the Einoi Mishalech. Afterwards, there's no point in sending away the mother. He gets Malkus for being over the Isser of Lesika Chaim Alabanim, and there's no need to send her away afterwards. What does it accomplish? The Chachamim say, Mishalech ve'ein Aleike. No, send her away now. And then he won't get the Malkus. Zeklal, this is the rule. Kol mitzvahs loisasei. Any mitzvahs loisasei. The Torah tells us not to do something. Sheyeshba kum asei, that has an asei connected to it, like over here. Loisika cha'em alabana. But then the Torah says, send the mother away. There's a lav, but there's an asei to correct it. The Torah is telling us what not to do, and then what we should do. So, if you do what you should do, ein loikin alav, then you don't get malchus on it. Now, what about Rabbi Yehuda? He doesn't hold that a lav hanitik lasei ein loikin alav. The answer is yes. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that way. If it's really a lav hanitik lasei. For example, the Torah says don't steal. If you steal, the heshev is exela, returned exela. So there's no malchus. But over here, what's the Torah saying? The Torah is saying send the mother away. That's what you're supposed to do to start with. The Torah is not saying, don't separate the mother from the children, but if you do, send the mother away. What does it accomplish afterwards? The Chacham, on the other hand, say, no, the Torah is saying, don't take a mother bird while she's still sitting on her young in her nest. But the Torah is offering us a chance to correct it by saying, send her away. So what happens if I was over the lav, and then the mother bird died, or I shechted it, and I can no longer send it away? Zok de Batanura, then you would be chayiv malchus, even according to the Chacham, because you can no longer correct it. You may remember from Masechtas Malkus, this is a machloikas. Some say even if you don't send her away, but this type of a lav never has malchus. So basically, what's the machloikas in this Mishnah? What does the Torah mean when the Torah says, send the mother away? According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is what you're supposed to do. Send the mother away. According to the Chachamim, it may be what you're supposed to do. But it's also a correction. Meaning to say, if you didn't listen, then you still have a chance to send the mother away. And therefore it becomes a lav hanitik liasei, and a lav hanitik liasei, there is no malchus.